Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Earlier on Monday, I contacted our Commissioner of Emergency Services, Dan Nevrath, because we were getting reports that there was no traffic coming into our area. Absolutely none. I myself checked on it by looking at the NITEC cameras. Anyone can go to NITEC and look at the cameras, and what you were seeing Monday is there was no traffic coming into Western New York. Whatever traffic that was on the thruway, both westbound and eastbound, was leaving Western New York. So we were getting reports that people were leaving to go elsewhere. We had gotten confirmation from our deputy commissioner for the Emergency Medical Services, Greg Gill, that actual ambulance usage and calls to 911 were much lower than usual. So we were seeing, in some ways, an abnormal day, but not the type of abnormal day we expected, but a quiet day. We then got reports that traffic was going to Indianapolis, and if you saw what's happened in Indianapolis, they got everyone, because what ended up happening is they were in the forecasted clear zone. So people who really traveled that day went to Indianapolis, and they ended up having 4 to 6 hour traffic delays. What we might have had if we actually had clear skies. We didn't have clear skies. It was quite apparent we weren't going to get clear skies. I actually got a text message from my counterpart down in Erie, PA, saying, how you guys doing there, because we're clear. And I said, no, we're going to be cloudy. And he actually kind of said, well, you know what, you can come down here. This is something I care about deeply. Anybody who knows me knows I am so much into astronomy. I have my own telescope. I do my own astrophotography. And I didn't want to miss this. And I was concerned that it would. I would have actually left my house no matter what, because I was either planning on being at Chestnut Ridge Park or Sprague Brook Park, because we had an event scheduled. That's one of the things that I think is a little disappointing, is people were saying, you told everyone they had to stay at home. We never said that. We said, your view at home will be as good as any other as long as you don't have an obstructed view or it's cloudy. I had always planned on going to one of the two events that Erie County had anyway. When we heard that there weren't many people at Chestnut Ridge, we heard that the lot wasn't even full. We'd gotten information that not only were people coming to our area, they were leaving, Western New Yorkers and people who actually stayed overnight because they wanted to see it. I felt it was safe for me to do it. I was in constant contact with our Department of Emergency Services. As I said, the calls that were being received by 911 were much less than what we normally would get on a usual Monday. Traffic, there really was no traffic. The Skyway, which had been closed, was reopened because there was no traffic. And I decided, in a spur of a moment, to go see something that I've been waiting years to see in person. And it was incredible. I wish everyone in Western New York could have seen what it was like in a clear sky. I know I'm getting critique, especially from those that are political adversaries of mine. I get it. This is a political business. That's what happens. But when I was down, and we stopped, my girlfriend and I, we stopped at the Ohio Welcome Center, someplace I've been many times because I used to live in Ohio, in Toledo, and I know the place well. The car in front of me and the car behind me were Erie County residents. And they were like, "Hey, Erie County Executive, it's good to see you here. Can't wait to see this." And we all were dumbstruck. I mean, when we were watching, when we could see the actual event to the totality, it was incredible. Gasps. Just everyone just gasped. I thought the squirrels gasped. It was so incredible. And then cheers. And people were crying. It was that emotional experience. I know I'm getting criticized. This is something I'd been looking forward to. I felt comfortable based on what was happening in our community, which was things weren't happening. The expectation of all the people coming, other than those that stayed overnight, didn't materialize. But it happened in Indianapolis. And of course, if we had clear skies, we may have ended up having what happened in Indianapolis. But we didn't get that forecast, so the people didn't come. And they did there. And I'm actually waiting for a report from the National Association of Counties because they're collecting information from all the communities. And Indianapolis is actually a combination city and county. So I'm waiting for the report there, but everything I've heard is there were 4 to 6 hour traffic jams in Indianapolis, which is what we could have had if Buffalo had been in the clear and Indianapolis and Cleveland had been in the cloud cover. I felt it was comfortable. It's something I always wanted to see. I will note also, I posted it. I wasn't hiding. I mean, I could have skulked out of town. I could have posted someone else's picture from Buffalo and said, "Oh, it wasn't what we expected, but I'm glad I saw it," and lied. I didn't lie. There's one thing I've always been to the public is I've been open, sometimes to my own detriment. But I've never lied to them. I wasn't hiding it. My family members reached out and said, "We're really glad you got to see this because we know how much this means to you." And the same thing for my girlfriend. It means so much to her, and we did. And I got criticized. I understand it. This is the business I'm in. But there were lots of other people who were there from Western New York. We never said you had to stay at home. We just said, if it's clear skies, the view you have at your house will be no different than the view anywhere else. If it's cloudy, then you need to go somewhere else. And we had always planned on having an event at Chestnut Ridge Park, and we were telling people you can come down. We weren't telling them they couldn't go on the roads. I get it. It's a political environment, but it's something I'll never forget. It was that incredible.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app.
Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.